Hello and welcome to Breaking Ground on iProperty Radio with myself, Carol Tallon, the show where we chat to industry experts to get a view on what's happening on the ground and to learn about new trends emerging within the construction industry. This show is brought to you in partnership with PlaceEngage, a data-driven platform for more successful public consultation and community engagement for your next development project. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Colin Murphy, Managing Director at Premier Publishing and Events, and David Kinnairy, Consultant with Kinnairy Advisory Services, both of whom are instrumental in running the National Construction Summit, which is taking place next month on the 18th of April. Gentlemen, you're both very welcome. Thank you for joining me today. Colin, you might just talk to us a little bit about the National Construction Summit. I don't think there's anybody in construction who doesn't know what this event is, but tell us, what's on the agenda for next month?
Thanks for the introduction and for the invite, Carol. So, well, hopefully, that is the case that the construction industry is very well aware of the event. It's been it's 10th anniversary, so it's been we started out in the RDS and we've now moved up to Blanchardstown to the sports arena, a lovely home, beautiful hall, and we like it because there's no pillars, it's natural light, the 7,000 square meters there, it's got good parking, it's got access straight off from the N4, I think it is, up through Blanchardstown, so we're delighted to be there. And so this year, our kind of headline numbers were we hope to register just over 6,000 delegates for the event, which will be a record-breaking registration, and that's down to obviously the time the event has been around, but also the quality of the content that we've put together for this event. So headlining this year in our keynote is the Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, and David Kinnairy. We'll talk a little bit more about what the minister's going to talk about, and obviously housing is a burning issue in the sector and will be for some time. A lot of talk about what needs to be done, both from a political level, from an infrastructure level, from an investment and finance point of view. So really looking forward to that. A very important presentation about where the future direction is. And then the event then splits out from the main stage. We try and cater for all of the key areas and issues that are impacting on the construction industry from the ground up. So that starts in planning, it starts in architecture, design and fit out, project controls, which has been another hot topic where we've seen some projects, particularly in the large infrastructure, going overspend. And why does that happen? How does it happen? Smart and green and NZEB, and obviously the country is on a target to reduce its carbon footprint. The construction industry has a role to play there. We have targets. How is that going to be achieved? How can you balance out more construction with less carbon footprint? It's a riddle. So we'll have a lot of content on that. Another stage is on facilities management. Once you've built, how do you maintain? How are they kept up to standard? With that stage includes health and safety, which is also very important for the construction industry. It has a very good record in health and safety and managing sites well, even though there's a huge amount of moving parts. We're kind of in Europe, we're very well recognized as a country that looks after its workforce. An important stage from last year to this, we had a great success with you, Carol, last year around modern methods. And the MMC, again, we're delighted to welcome them back. And speakers from, CPAC, SIGA, Portacabin, ELA, Capcon, some very interesting developments. Procon Modular, huge investment there, where they can see the road of travel for the construction industry is to do more offsite and deliver, which speeds up the build time, reduces carbon footprint, it's more economically progressive. So, Carol, you that's
It's
very
a
much.
busy lineup you have there with your team. Colin, I didn't realize that it was the 10th anniversary of the National Construction Summit. That's amazing. And over that 10 years, I suppose I'm thinking of you setting up at a time when actually 2014, we were still, while we were, the recovery was underway, we were still very much in it. And over that period, obviously, we've had Brexit, COVID, war in Europe. So actually, speaking to your exhibitors, the attendees, how have you seen things change over the past decade?
So, look, technology, digital transformation is, so the three, because we run events, this business runs events across a number of different sectors, construction being one, but we also run it in manufacturing, which is another pillar of the success of our economy. So, and a lot of the key themes transfer. So digital transformation, huge investment in that area, making our buildings and our construction industry smarter. Carbon footprint, sustainability, reducing the impact on the environment. Similar theme again across in manufacturing. Skills and training, huge theme in manufacturing, similar in construction. I've seen events now where some large construction companies are traveling to South Africa and to Australia to try and entice builders to come back into the Irish market, and that's bringing its own has its own problems because of the cost of living, cost of housing, and so on. But so this event is the largest event we've run in that 10 years. It's literally, I think this year, because of the, yes, you mentioned COVID, you've mentioned, there was a finance crisis and other things. This year, there's a sweet spot we see in construction where a lot of the things that have been troubling the construction industry, people are seeing a clearer path to a stable environment, stable investment, good quality workforce coming through from the work that Minister Harris did, for example, in the schools and colleges, in the what's the word I'm looking
The
for?
apprentices
The
and all,
apprentices. Yeah. So fantastic work, which is starting now to feed through from the schools into the colleges onto the building sites, and that's helping recruit. So look, it's been the construction industry has had a turbulent 10 years while we've been in it, but this year we're definitely seeing strong commitment from our exhibitors and strong commitment from the registration platforms around that people are looking to come, looking to learn, looking to hear at what changes are happening. And that's great for industry. The final stage, by the way, before I go off, that we have on this is data centers and Gary Connolly and hosts in Ireland. Strange, you're also celebrating 10 years in their lifespan. So we're looking forward to Gary. The data center industry has been a massive contribution to the sector. It held us together during COVID. They've got their own plans in terms of how they're becoming more energy sustainable and generally sustainable as a sector, which we'll be delving into at the event. So across the board, there's easy to say, but something for everyone in terms of a contractor, an architect, an engineer, a specifier, a builder, supplier. It's all under one roof, and we're looking forward to welcoming the construction community on the day.
There's so much happening. So actually, I would just recommend to anybody listening in, because it's almost too much to take in there from the brief amount of time we'll have to discuss it today. So just for anybody who's interested in taking a look, the National Construction Summit, it's happening on Thursday, the 18th of April, and the website is thenationalconstructionsummit.ie. Registration is open there. Again, there are a number of stages, and I know you have the speaker lineup and the agendas there. So people will be able to go in, look, see the topics. I think it's really interesting when you talk about key themes transferring across industries, because actually construction was, I don't want to say immune to that up until maybe a decade ago, but it kind of operated in a different place. And when you describe it as a sweet spot this year, I know exactly what you mean, because I'm hearing that from the industry, but they're almost afraid to say it out loud, so they'll only whisper it. But essentially, some things are going right, and I think the things that are going right is that there have been some improvements around procurement. You talked about the pipeline of work coming from both public and private state just seems to be better ordered, better lined up. The skills are finally starting to come through. That was one of the biggest challenges we had for so long. But I think what's really interesting is that we are still seeing a gap between those who are embracing technology, those who understand that the future is smart and green, and those who maybe haven't. And the reality is, we know COVID meant people who were at the wrong side of that gap, many of those fell to the wayside. However, I would like to put a call out to the industry now to say, If you know you're on the wrong side of that gap, it is not too late. And this is exactly the place to come to listen, talk to people. I've always found the value at these events. It's great to meet all the exhibitors and to be able to have a chat with them. But for me, the value is always not just in the presentations that come from the stages, but the Q&A. I love the questions that come from the floor. And that's how you know you've got the real industry walking through. You've got decision makers walking through. You've got technical people who are trying to solve technical problems, and they ask technical questions. And quite frankly, if they have that question, other people in attendance have that question. So I would just say to people, maybe I feel like we constantly are speaking to the adopters of technology, the people who know that they know the future is smart and green. But actually, for those who are feeling a little left behind, this is a way to leapfrog now, to be able to ask questions of the right people, to get a good handle on what's going on, and maybe to see behind the buzzwords, because there's a lot of misinformation out there around ESG and maybe the ways that we can make construction smarter, leaner, greener. And actually, it's great to get down to hear about the people who are actually doing it at a project level. So
And the
that's what we
beauty
want
of
to
it
get
is,
to.
and the beauty of it is, Carol, when you've listened to your talks and you've listened to the presentations, there's 200 exhibitors there, 200 companies who are specialists suppliers to the construction industry on hand to answer all those questions that you may have been listening to during the debates and to give you practical technical knowledge and expertise on how to build better, to build more sustainably. So it's the mix of the talks and the 200 exhibitors who are supplying, all the range of equipment, materials, and services, the construction industry, who, and you get all that in one day in one room.
Super. And look, again, we mentioned there one of the key highlights, obviously, is that our Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, is going to be in attendance. And I think that's a real, that's very reflective of how important he knows home builders and the construction industry are right now in terms of delivering. David, you might just maybe give us a sense, to get maybe a little bit deeper into this, to give us a sense of what, not obviously, we don't want to preempt what the minister is going to say, but why do you think the minister is choosing to address the construction industry at this time?
Hi, Carol. Thanks for having me on. And delighted to again support Colin and the National Construction Summit this year. It is great. I think it's a mark of the event that this year we do have a minister. And I guess it's important to point out that not only, and that's a big only, not only is housing part of his portfolio, but he's also very important as the point on planning. He's also very important in the point on local government, which I think is going to be a very big topic this year, particularly with a local election. And he's also the point on many key sectors, such as water, as well as being the local representative. I think, Darwin, I think, I guess, something that I'd be very passionate and very hoping that we will hear about, not just from Darwin, but from other speakers, is to some successes, which I think we probably need. We need to hear more about tools that are working. And I think I would particularly hope he will speak to the social housing PPP program, which he had been very much a champion of. We now have a, well, he is leading a pipeline of 7 to 8 different bundles of housing projects around the country. And this is a real scalable, replicable program that is attracting genuine international interest, not just to come to Ireland, but also to replicate in other markets. And the discussion later in the day, including a presentation from the National Development Finance Agency, which has been key in the delivery of that program, but also from people, key stakeholders and leaders involved in PPPs. I think this conversation is very important because, as it said, we need solutions, and this is one I think that's scalable and can be adapted to other challenges. And I think that's something I think people would probably like to hear more about. And I think that panel at the end, which will include real industry leaders like Mila Lopez-Simon, the new managing director for Infosys in UK and Ireland, who are a key part of Ireland's infrastructure. We also have Gillian Hegarty from PwC, and we have Áine Walsh, who's got very relevant international and national experience in infrastructure and PPPs, and Simone Mendoza from Bechtel, who's again very, very important senior experience internationally, both in PPPs and nationally, with our own infrastructure and our own infrastructure challenges. And I'm very much looking forward to that discussion, because I think we will be talking about solutions such as I mentioned, the social housing PV, but also what else it can be used for, where are the successes we've seen. And I know Mila Lopez-Simone, she was partially involved in some of Ireland's great projects like the A25 New Ross Bypass, and I hope she'll be sharing some lessons on that. But that's an international symbol for a very how well we can do infrastructure in this country when we decide we want to do it. And so I hope she'll give some insight into what that was like. And I think it's definitely talking about scales, solutions, decarbonisation is obviously very important. But also PPPs is a great way to talk about the full life cycle delivery for a project, which is very much part of what Construction Summit is about. As Colin mentioned, we have a facilities management stage, you have design, you have construction, and PPPs very much is a great way of framing that conversation about the various elements that go into delivering a project, and including when it's built and what happens after that. Asset management, I think, is really what we're talking about. With that in mind, I think it's definitely worth mentioning the other key topics, including Carol, you will be helping us with, and I'm very much looking forward to hearing more about MMC. And also we have someone that has been a very important development in my career and my business is Joanna Murphy, who has been a key champion here in the Cork Harbour for infrastructure investment and investment in renewable energy, including offshore wind. But she's also, of course, her daytime job is an estate agent, and she has very interesting views on what needs to happen for housing. But also she has that great, I think, a very unique perspective on how infrastructure and housing, you can't do one without the other. And she's got a very good perspective on that. And then with that in mind, I think Gary Connolly and the conversation on data centers is very timely. Mm-hmm. I think we will have some more idea of where we're going with offshore wind by the time the summer comes around. I think it could be very, very good timed. I'm sure Colin had thought about that when he put a date on it. But I think come the April 18th, we will have a very better idea of what our future is in offshore wind, and data centers are very much being seen more and more in that. And we saw Minister Eamon Ryan talk about that in Bilbao last week to international investors, how important data centers are large energy users. And I have no doubt Gary Connolly and his co-panelists will talk to that.
Yeah, and that's something that's really only, I think, started to come up in the national conversation, because we're still in a place where at a consumer level, actually, data centers have yet to, we've yet to educate the market on how actually large energy users are required as we make a shift towards renewables, because our grid system actually hasn't been designed for intermittent power, and actually the role of large energy users will be absolutely vital actually for the rollout of renewables, and yet they're seen as being maybe on opposing sides. So I think there's a massive communication piece that needs to happen there. And what I love about this event is that we're just bringing so many different multidisciplinary approaches together. So hopefully we'll get what will be, the fullest picture, the truest picture. And I think we're never really, it's not even about going to events like this looking for answers. I'm always curious about the questions. I'm always interested in the questions that are asked, because they prompt, they're the prompts that we need for policy changes. What happens, what starts as an industry conversation is actually what drives the industry. It just might take a few years, and sometimes that can be slow to translate. But definitely there's such a diverse conversation happening from a multidisciplinary approach. I'd recommend for anybody just to head to the nationalconstructionsummit.ie and actually break it down, look stage by stage, see what the conversations that are being started there. And remember, these conversations are just being started. We actually want you to ask questions. We want Q&A from the floor. You know, we like you've mentioned there's a lot of heavy hitters going to be in attendance at the conference, or sorry, at the summit this year. A lot of heavy hitters from the housing minister right through to some of the most reputable and recognized names across the industry. But we also have 6,000 delegates. That's 6,000 people who are working on projects every single day, who have that project experience, that know how we should be framing these questions for real impact if we want to actually drive some meaningful change. And I think we're coming into a really interesting time politically in Ireland over the next really 12 to 18 months. So these are absolutely the times to be asking the questions and to be starting these conversations. By the way, thank you for touching on MMC Ireland will indeed be running the MMC stage, and I know we're very much looking forward to. We have a fireside chat with Tony McLaughlin of Glenveagh, and he's going to talk about newer manufacturing and the new facility in Carlow and other ambitions. And we'll also be speaking to Owen Daly of Procon. Colin, you mentioned there that the company has opened a new facility, doubling their capacity in County Laois. So these are really exciting leaders who are really leveraging the opportunities that are there at the moment. There's been a lot of progress over the last 10 years, and maybe if you only read the papers on a daily basis, you mightn't recognize that maybe so much progress has been made. David, will you actually be focusing, will some of your topics and some of your panels be focusing on procurement? Because surely that's one of the successes of the construction industry from a public sector point of view over the last decade.
Yes, as I mentioned, we have the NDFA presenting, I'm very keen to hear from the NDFA myself, but I know others. I was in Dallas last week, and I was a few international people told me they were coming to this construction summit, and I know the NDFA is a big draw because people want to hear about projects. They want to hear the nuts and bolts of procurements, and I think it's very important now that the projects that particularly the NDFA are working on, such as higher education, justice, as you mentioned, housing, but also other projects that they're advising on, like Metrolink. It's very important that the market get the right signals that these procurements are moving ahead. And I think, between now and the next general election, I think it's very important for a lot of people that we focus on getting procurements completed and contracts signed. And I think supply chain also need to hear that, that they can have, they can have confidence that procurements will be completed and there is a role across the supply chain. And I think that's going to be a big, big topic. And I know a lot of the international developers in the infrastructure space, but also investors, they really want to hear and meet the supply chain in Ireland that they want to build projects with. And that's why I'm very excited, particularly about BP panel with others, because there is a huge opportunity there. We talk about it at length in terms of offshore wind and domestic content and economic opportunities there for supply chain, but I don't think we talk enough about the wider infrastructure space and the opportunities that exist for supply chain. And I think this conference and this summit will demonstrate that this, there is a huge opportunity there for Irish companies and international companies.
Before we finish up today, you touched on some of the things that will be, because yes, it's great to be able to reflect on what has gone well over the past decade, despite the challenges that we know things are moving in the right direction. But you touched on things that are still key challenges and obstacles, like planning and water. Will there be conversations around that? I mean, do you think at an industry level, or has the industry been vocal enough in actually being able to talk about the obstacles that still exist?
Well, I think as an industry, we need, I think, again, we better mention Kingspan. They will also be speaking on the main stage and doing two very vital contributions on decarbonisation and also on digital adoption. And I think those are two very, I believe it's in the title of one of them, we need to think that circular in terms of our construction industry in Ireland. Kingspan is obviously a very big international company that's hugely innovative and they're making huge investments in decarbonisation and energy, including green hydrogen in Sweden and green steel, should I mention, which is going to be absolutely vital to have an EU source of steel. And it's something I think we need to be talking about within Ireland. And I think building materials, our construction industry, our construction materials industry is something we need to talk about a bit more. And I think we need to talk about how, you know, building as an industry, an infrastructure as an industry is so key. And I think decarbonization solutions is one is something really important and something that Ireland, I think, is going to be a key player in. And I think digital is obviously somewhere we're already playing in. And I think we do need to maybe marry those elements a little bit. And again, as I'm sure Gary Connolly would say, you can't have digital anything without a data center. So again, we need to start joining up to dots here a little bit.
Yeah, and look, that starts with a conversation. That starts with the communication side of it. So it's great to be able to bring more than 6,000 people together to be able to start that. So that's a really important one. I suppose finally, Colin, because it is 10 years, what is your hope? What is your hope for this particular event for people attending? What do you want for them?
As a professional conference and event organizer, my holy grail and my get up and go to sleep is bringing people together who didn't maybe realize beforehand that they had a reason to connect and do business. You know, so somebody in a facility somewhere is making something, and there's a market for that, and we try and bring those people together. I didn't know you were here is some of the best comments I didn't know that guy existed is one of the best comments I get when I'm standing at the door, you know, saying goodbye to people. Is that they put up a little thumbs up saying, I met some great people today. I heard some fantastic conversations. I've made some great networks. I've met, you know, and they've left. And I suppose we always try and inspire, uplift, give them something to look forward to, give them something to be, you know, optimistic about. And I think that's what happens at these events, is that you sometimes get, you know, cocooned in your own world. When you walk into this room, there's so many different elements to it. You turn a corner and you see something that trips the, you know, the mind into that's how I can solve that problem. So if we can help people come to the event, meet suppliers, solve problems, be more efficient, be a better business, then I'm a very happy man at the end of the day.
Oh, Colin, I love that. There's somebody somewhere making something that somebody else needs to know about.
That's it. Isn't that it?
That's the crux of it. Absolutely fantastic. And, you know, look, as a regular attendee over the past number of years, I just cannot speak highly enough. Like, the energy in the room last year was something like I had never experienced at an industry event in Ireland before, because we haven't really done large scale events like this in Ireland, particularly for the construction industry. And so the energy, there was something really different about in the last 2 years. You could feel it building. And you know, you talked about standing at the door, and I remember meeting you at the door as I was leaving, and I made the same point to you. There was something magic. There was something magic there. And I honestly, you know, you'd want to think it's about the expertise and the speakers and the knowledge and the technical knowledge of the exhibitors. But you know what? Every one of the participants, every one of the delegates who walks through the door is bringing their knowledge, their experience, their diverse background, wherever they've worked, wherever they've trained. And when you have even a moment to share that, it just really is adding a massive amount of value that isn't even factored in to the conversation. So for me, that's always the highlight. So anybody who is attending, please be sure to contribute to the Q&A, like get involved. Just remember that the delegates have a place. As you're attending this event, we want to know your experience. We want to know your project experience, your insights, the technical challenges, because it just adds so much value. So look, I'm really looking forward to it. Cannot recommend it highly enough. Again, MMC Ireland will be running the MMC Ireland stage. So please, or MMC stage, please pop over and say hello. We will, of course, be participating on the main stage, dropping in and out. And actually, the biggest challenge is when so much is happening to be able to get time to visit the other stages, because there's always interesting speakers that overlap, such as the nature of the day. So be organized. Go ahead online to the nationalconstructionsummit.ie. And work out your schedule. That's for the National Construction Summit on Thursday, the 18th of April. Again, if you're in construction, If you're in any way involved in delivering the built environment, you really need to be there. That's all we've time for today, but I look forward to meeting you both at the
Carol.
National Construction Summit on the 18th of April. And for now, that's all we've time for. That was Colin Murphy, founder and managing director of Premier Publishing and Events, and David Canary, consultant with Canary Advisory Services. My thanks as always to show producer Katie Tallon and to the production team at Hear Me Roar Media. Also, thank you to Place Engage for making these conversations possible. And thank you indeed for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next episode of Breaking Ground. In the meantime, please be sure to check out all of the other Irish and international real estate and construction shows here on iPropertyRadio.com.